It's very hard for an old Etonian to become a folk singer. You can become a prime minister in one generation, and many of you do, but it takes three generations working your way down the social scale to get in the right frame of mind for singing folk song. And your daughter might become a folk singer. And if she does, here's some advice for her. The real danger in the world of folk song is not the sort that you might expect from men, but from folk song collectors who have their mind on one thing and one thing only, and that is how to get the copyright of the songs this girl's singing. So she's defending one front, so to speak, and they're attacking on another. You must use your imagination. You must imagine that I'm an innocent girl singing this song. As I went out one morning, I was singing a country song. I met a man with a microphone, and oh, he did me wrong. He led me up a leafy lane, and whipping out a tape, he had my country ditty down before I could escape. Whack full Peter, a Paul, a Mary, a Burley, old Ivy and all. To Tin Pan Alley he took my song, there he happened to meet a publisher who cleaned it up and gave the tune a beat. Now it's on the hit parade, now they pay a fee to the false young man with a microphone, and none of it comes to me. Whack full Peter, a Paul, a Mary, a Burley, old Ivy and all. I'll sell my rock, I'll sell my reel, I'll buy a steel guitar. I'll take a ticket to London town and in a coffee bar. I'll sing until my name is known, and when I'm on TV, I'll tell the world of that false young man and what he did to me. Whack full Peter, a Paul, a Mary, a Burley, old Ivy and all. So all you pretty country girls that like to sport and play, be careful of your copyright, that's all they want today. Never trust a roving man, whoever he may be, if his hand is on the microphone and not above your knee. It's true.